Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In Little Explorers, it is Moldova for us today. Officially called the Republic of Moldova, it's a landlocked country in eastern part of Europe. It is bordered to its both sides by Romania to the west and Ukraine to north, east and south. Its capital is Chișinău. The official languages are Romanian, which in this country is known as Moldovan, and the people living there are also called Moldovans. A former Soviet republic, there are many interesting things about this country. Though it's a beautiful place, yet it is the least visited country in Europe. The country has some very beautiful and historical monasteries, which date back to more than 2000 years. Normally, all the countries have presidents, but for 3 years, Moldova went without a president. It's a landlocked country. Can this country have a beach? But there is one. It is a man-made beach on Chișinău Lake, which is in the capital city of this country. People who love to watch birds, the country has an impressive array of birds. Roughly 300 different species live in this country. Moldovans love music and dancing. A lot of its culture is inspired from Romania. This country has a strong drinks museum, which is shaped like a large bottle, and it is world's largest bottle-shaped building. And the country is the home to biggest village in Europe. Its name is Congaz. It is a traditional peasant village with thatched houses, stoves, heated beds, small windows, and traditional carpets that don the walls. And then we look at the flag of the country. Moldovan flag is a vertical tricolor. The first stripe is blue, second stripe is yellow, and third stripe is red in color. Right at the center is the Moldovan coat of arms. So that's the flag of this country. To know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is The Little Explorers.